Where are you going so early, Little Red Riding Hood?
To my grandmother's.
Audiolibros en inglés. Cuentos clásicos, leídos en inglés.
Little Red Riding Hood by the Brothers Grimm. Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother. There was nothing that she would not have given to the child. She gave her a little cap of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else, so she was always called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother said to her, "Come, Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother, who is ill and weak. They will do her good. Set out before it gets hot. When you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle, and then your grandmother will get nothing. When you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, and don't peep into every corner before you do it."
"I will take great care," promised Little Red Riding Hood to her mother.
The grandmother lived out in the wood, half a league from the village. Just as Little Red Riding Hood entered the wood, a wolf met her. Little Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him.
"Good day, Little Red Riding Hood," he said.
"Thank you kindly, wolf."
"Where are you going so early, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"To my grandmother's."
"What have you got in your apron?"
"Cake and wine. Yesterday was bacon day, so poor sick grandmother will have something good to make her stronger."
"Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"A good quarter of a league farther on in the wood. Her house stands under the three large oak trees. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it," replied Little Red Riding Hood.
The wolf thought to himself, "What a tender young creature. What a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. I must act craftily so as to catch both."
So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Riding Hood and then said, "See how pretty the flowers are about here, Little Red Riding Hood? Why don't you look around? I also believe that you don't hear how sweetly the little birds are singing. You walk gravely along, as if you were going to school, while everything else out here in the wood is merry."
Little Red Riding Hood raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees, and pretty flowers growing everywhere, she thought, "Suppose I take Grandmother a fresh nosegay. That would please her too. It is so early in the day that I will still get there in good time." And so she ran from the path into the wood to look for flowers. Whenever she had picked one, she fancied that she saw a still prettier one farther on, and ran after it, and so got deeper and deeper into the wood. Meanwhile, the wolf ran straight to the grandmother's house and knocked at the door.
"Who is there?"
"Little Red Riding Hood," replied the wolf. "I am bringing cake and wine. Open the door."
"Lift the latch," called out the grandmother. "I am too weak and cannot get up."
The wolf lifted the latch and the door sprang open. Without saying a word, he went straight to the grandmother's bed and devoured her. Then he put on her clothes, dressed himself in her cap, laid himself in bed, and drew the curtains. Little Red Riding Hood had been running about picking flowers, and when she had gathered so many that she could carry no more, she remembered her grandmother and set out on the way to her. She was surprised to find the cottage door standing open, and when she went into the room, she had such a strange feeling that she said to herself, "Oh dear!
how uneasy I feel today. Usually, I like being with Grandmother so much. She called out, "Good morning," but received no answer. So she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay her grandmother, with her cap pulled far over her face, looking very strange. "Oh, Grandmother," she said, "what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, my child," was the reply.
"But, Grandmother, what big eyes you have," she said.
"The better to see you with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what large hands you have."
"The better to hug you with."
"Oh, but, Grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have."
"The better to eat you with."
And scarcely had the wolf said this, that with one bound he was out of bed and swallowed up Little Red Riding Hood.
When the wolf had appeased his appetite, he lay down again in the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loudly. A huntsman was just passing the house and thought to himself, "How loud is the old woman snoring? I must see if she needs anything." So he went into the room, and when he came to the bed, he saw that the wolf was lying in it.
"What are you doing here, you old sinner?" he said. "I have long sought you."
Then, just as he was going to fire at him, he thought that the wolf might have devoured the grandmother, and that she might still be saved. So he did not fire, but took a pair of scissors and began to cut open the stomach of the sleeping wolf. When he had made two snips, he saw the little girl's Red Riding Hood shining. And when he made two snips more, the little girl sprang out crying, "Ah, how frightened I have been! How dark it was inside the wolf!" After that, the aged grandmother came out alive as well, but scarcely able to breathe. Red Riding Hood, however, quickly fetched great stones with which they filled the wolf's belly. When the wolf awoke, he wanted to run away, but the stones were so heavy that he collapsed at once and fell dead. All three were delighted. The huntsman drew off the wolf's skin and went home with it. The grandmother ate the cake and drank the wine, which Red Riding Hood had brought, and revived. But Little Red Riding Hood thought to herself, "As long as I live, I will never leave the path by myself to run into the wood when my mother has forbidden me to do so." The tale is also told that once, when Little Red Riding Hood was again taking cakes to the old grandmother, another wolf spoke to her and tried to entice her from the path. Little Red Riding Hood, however, was on her guard and went straight forward on her way. She told her grandmother that she had met the wolf and that he had said good morning to her, but with such a wicked look in his eyes that if they had not been on the public road, she was certain he would have eaten her up.
"Well," said the grandmother, "we will shut the door so that he may not come in."
Soon afterwards, the wolf knocked and cried,
"Open the door, grandmother. I am Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm bringing you some cakes."
They did not speak or open the door, so the gray bird stole two or three times around the house and at last jumped on the roof. He intended to wait until Red Riding Hood went home in the evening, and then steal after her and devour her in the darkness. But the grandmother could see through the wolf's scheme. In front of the house was a great stone trough, so she said to the child,
"Take the pail, Little Red Riding Hood. I made some sausages yesterday. Carry the water in which I boiled them to the trough."
Little Red Riding Hood carried water until the great trough was quite full. The smell of the sausages reached the wolf, who sniffed and looked down trying to find the source. At last, the wolf stretched out his neck so far that he lost his footing, slipped down from the roof straight into the great trough and drowned. But Little Red Riding Hood went home happily, and no one did anything to harm her ever again. The End.